How's it going, listeners? Welcome back to KeyboardCast. Today we're going to be talking about Sons of the Forest 1.0. And that was a second intro.
Take.
Yeah, hopefully this goes.
It crashed before for some reason.
Well, you turned the servers off, so it's working now, so it might have been the server.
We run Wallpaper Engine in the background for the window background, and that also causes weird issues sometimes.
Hopefully it stays on. We are recording, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness. We've been gone for 2 weeks. I don't think we did anything last week.
No, we've only been gone for 1 week. I think
it was 1 week.
Oh, okay.
Because we did the Shrouded and Powered podcast the week before that. So,
There's been some pretty surprising gaming news.
A lot.
So Sony, Supermassive, and EA are doing more layoffs.
Those are the biggest ones. There's still other companies that laid off people too.
Which I feel like I see a new layoff headline every week.
I think the tech industry in general is just getting hit really hard with the economy right now.
But did you hear about the Sony thing? So apparently, you know Jim, what's his face?
No,
the main guy from behind Sony, PlayStation,
maybe
Jim Henderson or something.
Not
what?
Sure.
What? He's the old guy with the white hair. You'd recognize him if you see him.
Which one?
Yeah, there's a lot of those. But basically, the company, because he's stepping down and another person is stepping up, and apparently a studio invited him over to their studio to like underneath PlayStation to like give him like a farewell because he's leaving, and then it turns out that whole studio got shut down like a week after they gave him like a party and a farewell.
Yeah,
so all those people were fired.
I saw that picture.
Yeah.
The CEO is in the middle and there's all these employees around him all smiling and happy.
That is awful. What studio is it?
It was one from the UK, I'm pretty sure.
It was a Sony, a pretty decently big Sony studio too.
He was still CEO.
He signed off for it.
Wow.
So that's fun.
People
were mad. They were like, and then they were saying like, this studio firing isn't like something that's small. Mm-hmm. Like that's a person like uprooting their family and taking them to a spot to work at that studio.
Yeah.
And now they need to go and find a new job to uproot their family again. Ugh. To go and find another studio to work at or another job.
They don't even care about PR.
And so it's like,
point.
It's so bad.
That's crazy.
Speaking of, well, we'll get the negative stuff out of the way. Then we'll get the positive stuff later. But, I think last week we talked about the Mandalorian game that EA was planning.
Yep.
First-person shooter Mandalorian game. Everyone was excited for it. It's already been canceled.
Which Respawn was doing that.
Yeah.
And Respawn are the people who did the Jedi games. And if you look, EA is the section that they laid off. So a lot of people think that they're laying off people at Respawn. And they're having those people focus on the next Jedi game instead of the Mandalorian game.
That sucks.
Yeah,
that really sucks.
The layoffs are really bad.
I'm just hoping that with all these layoffs, there's some sort of effect that's going to take place in the next like 5 years where a lot of these people who are getting laid off or these studios that are closing, they maybe go and make their own, which is harder. It's easier said than done, but maybe make their own studio and compete with the larger AAA.
I mean, recently, the AA games have been blowing up.
People
so.
Just aren't happy with the AAA stuff.
Quadruple A.
Quadruple A, yeah.
That's not a thing.
That's a $70 game as a quadruple A game, apparently.
Ubisoft
CEO.
Donkey's video was good about that game.
That.
He's like, I wonder if this is a quad A thing. And he goes up to like, you can harvest trees as a boat. In Skull and Bones.
Oh.
And he goes up to it and there's only like two trees that you can actually harvest and the rest you can't. And then he's like, what's this little green bar at the bottom? And the guy who's playing with is like, yeah, that's your stamina. Your boat has stamina.
That is so corny.
It's so bad. Well, it was also in the video too. Before you boot the game up, there's like a code of conduct that you need to sign off on.
I will not be mean to anyone.
It's like, I will not steal. I will not do all blah, blah, blah. It's like a pirate game.
You're a pirate. What?
It's so stupid.
Wow. That's like making people sign something when they buy a COD saying, I won't be racist or like a terrible human on game.
I mean, they're trying to do that anyway.
Yeah,
they do have that.
Yeah,
their AI thing.
That's crazy.
What is it? Suicide Squad. Yeah. The person behind it said it fell short of their expectations.
You mean it flopped, like completely, basically.
Oh no! If you go on Steam right now, it's pretty sure there's like 400, 500 people playing
the
it.
The gameplay looks like brain rot.
Yeah,
like it just looks like throwing UI garbage like all over your screen.
Wait, I'm curious. I'm gonna look up the Steam charts for it.
I bet it's. Why don't is it mostly negative? No, it's mixed.
It's mostly positive.
Whoa, what?
But it's like 3,000 mostly
positive. Positive is right above mixed.
Oh, okay.
So the people who did buy it probably enjoyed it a little bit.
Look at 627 people playing 30 minutes ago.
Wow. That
I
is
mean,
so
and the
bad.
Max was 13K.
With that few people, it would have been easy for them to review bought it.
Yeah, that is really bad.
Yeah.
Compare that to Pal World.
That's a $70 game.
Yeah, $30, millions of people playing. Well, I don't know about now, but probably close to
I mean, there's still at least a couple hundred K people playing it.
It's kind of hilarious that every time one of these smaller studios has a game that completely pops off, a week later there are headlines, the game is already dead. Because it doesn't have 1.5 million, it has 1.1 million, so it's
so
dead,
stupid,
according
to
them.
It's funny, you know, because I know those were the headlines. Last week, I was looking at, I don't know, just my Google feed, news feed or whatever. And then I saw, like, it was like, it seems like they changed their headlines. Because now the one I saw said, Power World lost half of its players, but that's not a bad thing. Like, they had to, like, throw in that.
Yeah, trying to save face.
There's also Little Devil Inside gameplay.
Yeah. Ricky, if you want to pull that up.
I have, it's my, the second link on our notes. Oh, Ricky's here with us again, by the way. Ben's gone forever.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know. They finally released some gameplay of it, and it's different than what they showed.
I don't even know what this is.
You'll recognize it when you see the character model, but...
Was this something that we saw during a game event?
Yeah. It just looks so unique.
It does look very unique. Did you notice some of the performance, like, issues?
Yeah,
on the
when there was, like, a lot of rain.
Yeah.
It looked like there were some frame drops.
Oh,
is this multiplayer or no?
I don't think so.
Is this like mostly a side scroller game?
No, it's not side scroller. It's like it's a mix of everything.
It does look very unique. It almost reminds me of like, I don't know. I was gonna say maybe Little Nightmares, but not.
I mean, kind of. It's like Dark Souls mixed with like Little Nightmares.
It's a Souls-like?
When you're fighting bosses and different things. Yeah, it's like a open world exploration.
I love this part.
Souls-like. Yeah,
the map comes out.
It looks like a diorama.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks so unique. That's what I like about it.
This game.
I don't know. I didn't look into the developer.
Because it looks really good. And this really is the resurgence of indie studios.
Yeah.
Because the AAA stuff just isn't cutting it anymore.
Skip to like the middle of it, Ricky, where there's some combat.
Not even just indie, but AA, like you said.
Yeah.
The sheep are funny looking. I mean, what was that shark thing?
I don't know. It just looks so cool.
It does look very cool. Looks, unique. That would be a good Steam Deck game if they could fix the performance.
But yeah, if it performs well.
Yeah, why does it look like it runs so
well? Yeah, like there.
Especially, yeah. See, it looks like it's like 10 frames.
I wonder why.
Although, there's no release date for the game yet. So
they're still working on it.
Is this a reveal trailer?
They showed a reveal trailer.
The gameplay.
This is a gameplay reveal, pretty much.
The art style is really cool. It's very Little Nightmares.
Character models are really, really low poly too, which is kind of cool.
Low poly isn't the right word. It's stylized.
Yeah.
But I really like that style.
What's the lore of it, do you know?
I don't know anything, and I don't want to know anything because that's the fun of going into these types of games.
This could be like another Little Nightmares series. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's horror, but
because that
look,
right there,
he's
straight out of Little Nightmares.
Yeah,
it's like you have to.
Maybe it
the
is
duck
horror.
Thing.
Maybe it does have horror. I mean
it looks kind of funny. I mean, I'm sure if there's intense music blasting, that duck thing will be scary.
Yeah,
I like the way they're hopping when they're just zoomed out on the map.
So cool. Almost looks like a, I don't know, like one of those animated movies, not Pixar or anything, but like you know those like animated movies on Netflix that are sometimes pretty good.
Yeah.
know.
It's like that overworld is like your map, and you go to a different area, and then you could probably like find a point of interest, and then it takes you to that point of interest, and then you fight the enemies and explore.
I wonder if when you do a boss fight, it's a completely separate map just for the boss fight.
It probably is.
Huh. Yeah, we'll have to see how that is, because if they try to combine so many different mechanics, it could get messy if they don't polish certain ones. But if they do it well, then it could be a really good game.
I don't know. I've been looking forward to this game for a while.
Oh, I don't know if you guys want to. I actually have not seen this
before. I haven't seen this either.
I put the link in there, Ricky.
If you guys want to, we can watch the
Borderlands movie trailer.
It looks so bad.
Well, as soon as someone said that there's a bunch of like big celebrities.
You want the audio on?
Yeah, turn the audio up. Claptrap's voice is literally Jack Black.
Can you turn it quieter? What is that, the Holes poster?
That's Jack Black.
Ew.
That's Jack Black?
Yeah. Why? That's Claptrap. He does not even sound like Claptrap.
Why is it always famous people?
Is that Kevin Hart?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
It looks like Jumanji. Massive treasure
hidden in some secret vault. I'm probably going to go see it in theaters. But like...
just to make fun of it.
Yeah. Any help you can get. Because I love Borderlands. It's just this movie.
Is it on the weirdest? Who is that actress?
I have no idea.
Is this? The world and the universe.
God, I hate this planet. Look, they already showed part of that.
Look, Uncharted, Spider-Man, and Venom. It's like, really? Why flaunt that?
This doesn't follow the story, does it?
It's supposed to take... kind of technically be a spinoff of the first game, because it's the same characters you play as in the first game.
Oh.
But I don't know. I didn't like the first game. I never actually even beat the first game, because it was just like not that great.
I'm curious to see what the community response to this is.
They don't like it.
Very negative.
Oh.
I haven't even seen the trailer, but I've just been hearing about how bad it is. As opposed to the Fallout trailer that everyone's excited for.
I think what they're thinking this might be is another, like, Guardians of the Galaxy type, where it's a comedy, like, action.
Because, like, if you played the Borderlands games, you know how these characters act. Like, Claptrap, Tiny Tina, Roland, which is Kevin Hart. You know how the characters act in the games.
Yeah.
And it's just, obviously, it probably doesn't seem that bad to you guys, but to me... I just don't like the picks that they chose for the characters.
It just doesn't look like a Borderlands game. They have Borderlands characters, but it looks like a generic, like, quirky action movie.
Yeah.
But the music is giving me, like...
Guardians of the Galaxy.
They're really trying.
I mean, Borderlands is very, very much like this, though.
Not really. I mean, it's... weirder than that by a lot.
That is true.
It has its own style that this doesn't have. What's happening right now? I'm expelling the excess lead. I can't go if you're looking at me. Actually, scrap that. I hate his voice. I mean, I like Jack
it's
Black.
It's literally Jack Black.
I like Jack Black, but his voice does not fit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably... here's what I think that'll go. It'll go. Like the average person who doesn't know the game, kind of like the Uncharted movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But people who have played the game are going to hate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like Uncharted. I can't bear to watch the trailer because it's not even, it doesn't even follow the story. It's like a mishmash of like all of the games.
Yeah.
But that straight up looks like Jumanji, though. You have Kevin Hart, who's in that movie, Jack Black.
Yeah.
You have the
true.
Red-haired lady.
I don't think it's the same one, but.
No, it's not. But there's another character. I don't remember who that was. Was it a kid?
Yeah, it does look like.
Was it the Rock?
It was the Rock, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it The Rock in a girl's body or something? No, it was Jack
No,
Black.
It was literally Rock.
That was the second one.
Yeah.
The girl was in the body of The Rock, I think.
No. So the kid, like the really chubby kid, became The Rock. So he was like, Jack Black was a
girl. I don't know. I haven't seen Jumanji in years.
It just looks like a ripoff of that, even though it's based on the first Borderlands game.
It's like they took the lore of the first one and created their own thing. It's not.
Mm.
It's not like in the
That's always
canon.
Bad when they create their own thing.
I'm just glad. I'm just glad they didn't add a Handsome Jack.
What?
They would have ruined Handsome Jack for me.
How do you know? They might throw him
in. It's Borderlands 1. Handsome Jack only showed up in Borderlands 2.
Yeah, but they might throw him in as a cameo.
At the end.
Yeah.
Borderlands 2, the movie.
Next movie.
You think he'll be The Rock?
That would be so stupid.
Handsome Jack?
Handsome Jack.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
The brown, black hair guy, right?
Yeah, with the... He took his face off and then bolted his face back onto his face.
Mm. Who would be good to play Handsome Jack?
Jack Black.
The guy that voices Handsome Jack. You can't recreate his voice.
I mean, someone could probably pull it off.
But it's like, it's like the Joker, though. It's like it.
There
it
were many Joker actors,
weird.
Though. And like, Mark Hamill's Joker voice is iconic.
But you can't. He can't be the Joker. Like he's not. He doesn't have that body shape.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably could with makeup and stuff.
He could, but he wouldn't be. I don't know.
He's like
Handsome Jack is amazing.
Honestly, he's the most iconic Joker voice anyway.
Yeah. Handsome
Damian Clark.
But he's not an actor though.
Yeah. Usually voice actors can't translate that to screen as well.
Yeah.
Unless they're Troy.
I mean, he kind of looks like him a little bit. He kind of looks like Handsome Jack.
It's probably based on him.
Handsome Jack.
That's the voice actor right there.
Yeah. I'm thinking like Lizzo, maybe?
What?
Yeah, if you're Star Wars.
Yeah, nowadays casting.
Actually, speaking of Star Wars, the Battlefront classic.
Yes, that looks interesting. I watched the trailer.
Yeah.
It looks sharper. I mean, I'm assuming they're updating all the menus and all those things.
I hope so. But what is it? It's like all the textures are updated. The resolutions are normal.
Mm.
So you can, it's, and then the hero assaults, which allows you to fight. It's like heroes versus villains, but all the heroes versus all the villains.
Oh.
It's on like all the maps now instead of just one.
I love this, but it just makes me want them to like make a third Battlefront with everything.
If this does well, which I hope it does, they might think about making
really
a new one.
All the layoffs.
I mean, it's right now, this is what the movie industry is doing by re-releasing remasters of old movies and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't have enough people to make games, so they just, you know, throw a new texture on it and then call it a new game.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I love the original, I don't know if I'll get it because it's literally the same game with like a few extra maps.
Yeah, I probably won't.
Yeah, and a few extra heroes.
The game's from 2007. They could have remastered
five.
Yeah, well, even earlier than that. Yeah, they could have remade this like very easily. Honestly,
they really could have
just do the same exact content. Then they don't have to worry about like storyboarding or anything like that.
Yeah,
just create new textures and all those things. They already have stuff from Battlefront. They probably could do most of this already.
The same engine.
Yeah.
Build it on the same engine.
I don't see why they couldn't do that.
That would,
because the Frostbite engine's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that would be huge. That's what everyone wants. And they never like to give people what they want.
Yeah. Next week we'll be doing a Helldivers 2 podcast. And then
I don't want to get into that today because we'd go on a really long tangent.
And then
Outlast
Trials is coming out in March, so we're gonna try to do a full podcast on that.
Well, it is March now.
Oh, right. It's coming out in a couple weeks, actually. So we might be
is
able
it
to cover.
Weeks? Isn't it like the 10th? It's coming out.
So then we might actually we could cover it. Yeah, 2 weeks from.
Yeah, we can cover it whenever we got to have time to play it too. So
yeah.
And Shadow of the Erdtree DLC for Elden Ring finally announced.
I still got to beat the first game.
I mean, if
gameplay
you want,
trailer.
We can duo it up and then
yeah, it was fun playing with Chug because we were able to beat the fire giant.
We can even go three people and make it even more challenging.
We'd have like quarter of our health.
I think you can have up to 8 people in your world.
That's crazy.
But I mean, obviously, if you die, you get sent back. Although there is a mod that they came out with. It actually works amazingly well now. It's the multiplayer mod, and you just spawn at the latest.
Yeah, but don't you have to restart your game?
Not with the mod.
Oh, okay.
The mod allows you to just join a world and then stay in that world.
So I wanted to restart it anyway and play through before this and then play the DLC whenever you get to that point in game.
Because
usually it's not end game for these DLCs. It's usually like maybe like 75%
this
of the way
is end
through.
Game.
So like immediately after.
What?
Immediately after beating it, you
no,
start this?
No, basically you enter the DLC through Moog's Palace. Where Mikola's hand hanging out of the eggshell. That's where you enter the DLC from.
Yeah, but is it? That's not after you beat the main story, right?
You can beat that whenever, but Moog is a difficult boss.
I mean, I never had difficulty with Moog, surprisingly.
Oh.
That wasn't, wow. I had struggled with, what's her face? That hard one that everyone struggles with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people say that this DLC, he was saying that it's just as big, maybe bigger than the entirety of Limgrave.
Wow.
Which
is that the biggest Limgrave place?
Mountaintop of Giants was the biggest, but that was, had the least amount of things with a lot of areas spread out.
Mm.
But Limgrave was like huge. And apparently the Miyazaki was saying that this one is going to be a more linear experience with its own, not linear, there's still open world aspects to it, but there's going to be its own progression system within the DLC.
Mm.
Wow.
That won't let you just go and if you were like a super high level, it won't let you just go in and demolish everything.
That's good.
There's a separate system that you have to adapt to, no matter like what level you are, no matter what you have.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's holding like some sort of dog head.
Oh, this I looks it.
So cool though.
I don't know. It's gonna be sick.
Yeah. I really have to beat it. You know, after maybe like in this in-between period where we're kind of playing Helldivers here and there, then when Outlast comes out and then we're playing it, I might try and beat it.
You're so close.
Yeah, I know. That way,
it's like less than an hour away from beating it, honestly.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It might even be less than that with if you're playing with us.
Then why don't we? I mean, I'm gonna play Helldivers tonight. But if you want, we can hop on and try to beat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The place you're at now is literally the last area in the game, and there's just a boss rush.
You just get sent to a new area, and there's maybe four bosses left, but they're like right after each other.
Wow. Okay. I love, yeah, want to beat it.
And you already beat Fire Giant, so you're not going to have any issues.
Yeah, that one, oh, I hate it.
Maybe it's so bad.
With, what's that, the duo there, the fat dude and the skinny dude?
Godskin and duo, yeah.
That one's annoying.
Mm.
But if there's multiple people, then it's probably not. If you're both using Mimic Tears.
Oh, yeah. Did they ever nerf that?
They did, yeah, but it's still OP.
Mm.
You guys want to get into the forest?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. So we played this a year ago.
Yeah.
Last February?
Literally this time. You could probably go. Yeah. People could go back and just like, I mean, they could just watch the podcast. I mean, from before.
Yeah. We're just going to be covering all the new stuff and basically everything they added in the 1.0.
We'll have a spoiler section at the end.
The thing I immediately.
Oh, don't do endings.
Yeah. Don't do endings.
No, for the spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Maybe for the spoiler section. But the one thing that I think we immediately noticed was that. The forests and the caves are just expounded on.
Like, oh,
there's
yeah.
so
yeah.
much foliage, and I didn't think it could get prettier, but it did.
Yeah, and some of the caves are huge, almost the forest level. Some of those. The cool thing about the first game is that most of the caves are interconnected in some way. They're not connected in this game, but there are some really cool caves.
It was fun going back. It was fun going back into some of the caves that when we first played the game in early access, it was like a pretty shallow cave, and then going back and finding like a whole new system.
Which,
yeah,
there's that one cave we went into. I'm not gonna we'll talk about it in the spoiler section, but
massive.
They totally changed the cave.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, we should just go into this cave because we'll get this specific thing in this cave.
Was there even a cave there before?
Yes, there was.
I don't know.
It just it wasn't a huge cave, and then it turned out to be like one of the most interesting caves in the game.
Oh yeah.
It actually blew me away with how large some of the caves got.
It's ridiculous. Especially the last cave.
Yeah. I didn't think it could go deeper. Oh. For those who are watching video, there's a section here on the screen that
They're showing up a lot of spoiler stuff in this 1.0 trailer.
Well, I think they assume people
played the game before
or watched a video on it, yeah.
I mean, yeah, they probably did.
But yeah, just the game looks way better. The caves are way larger.
The optimization, which it wasn't terrible.
It was better than before.
It was better than before, but I think they the updated foliage and everything definitely didn't let it get as high.
Mm. The more people you have on a server, or any game, the worse it runs.
Yeah.
So, like, if you play single player, it would run way better. But every person you add drops your frames by, like, 5, maybe.
But it was, like, it ran around 80 to 100, pretty much.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It never really went below 60. I never really got any frame drops.
Well, it definitely went below 60 in certain cases.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we're at our base.
This time around, we actually Jay set us up with a server, and a password. So it was really nice to like hop on whenever. Yeah. I think that actually kind of heightened the experience.
Well, because the first day I created the world, and then I gave JJ the world to put on the server.
Yeah.
It's always annoying when one person hosts and you have to wait for them to get on, and maybe one night they're busy or they don't want to get on, and then no one can play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was good to have that, so anyone can play whenever they wanted.
I love these types of games that gets us all in the chat once, and we just play it together.
I think the Elden Ring DLC is going to be the next one to do that.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Elden Ring came out, was that 2022?
I think it was.
2022, oh my
gosh. Yeah. I remember everyone being on and playing the same game.
Mm-hmm. Which the Elden Ring DLC is apparently, they were saying that it's probably going to add 30 to 40 hours of content to the game.
Wow.
That's going to be crazy.
The DLC is $40 too.
I mean, I beat the game in 40 hours. Worth so that's
it. You beat Elden Ring in 40 hours?
Didn't I?
I think I have like 40 in it. I haven't beaten it.
I don't remember.
I have like 100 something. But
you also played like 4 or 5 NG plus cycles.
I'm on NG7.
I still don't know how you, even with a game like Elden Ring, I feel like weird. It's like watching a show that you just finished again. It's like,
I mean, I use a different weapon each NG cycle.
I have 33.8.
I can't play NG plus. I like recently, or like a couple months ago, I beat Bloodborne and Demon's Souls, and amazing games. But also, I tried NG plus. I just can't get into it. It's like, I like the restart of having nothing, not like steamrolling every boss in the beginning.
I just like that. I mainly did that for the 100% achievements.
No, I have 70 hours in Elden Ring, which is it's a lot for one playthrough of a Souls game.
I have just as many in Dark Souls 3 that I do in Elden Ring, though.
I have like 130 or something in Dark Souls 3. That's my most played Souls game.
Back to Forest. Something else that I thought was really fun that they added was, actually, I don't know if this was in the early access, but there's the golf carts.
It was in early access. Yeah. We didn't play during that time.
They had golf carts, but in this update, they added the GPS screen and the radio.
Oh, okay.
So that wasn't in there before.
The golf carts are crazy.
They're Skyrim horses.
We were playing, we beat it on Thursday night, Saturday now, and Jay and I drove like literally a vertical mountain.
I don't know how. There was one part in the wall that jutted out. Like, it was less than, like, a 180 degree angle.
Yeah.
And, like, we somehow drove over that and kept going.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
The golf
carts are amazing.
There's also the glider, which...
Which, that was in the game when we played.
Oh, okay. But you can store it now.
Yeah. They just added the ability to fold it up and put it in your inventory, which is insane. Yeah.
That was really helpful.
Which, they added the blueprints... Which
I actually never got a blueprint, I don't think.
Maybe you got to go into the caves that you don't crawl into. You could just walk in.
I think you did get a blueprint.
Maybe a couple.
There's a cave right near our base that had
the
blueprint that we made at the end of the game.
Oh.
Oh, well, wait.
There was the food. I thought that was the recipe.
No, that one actually had
that had a trap.
The launcher.
Oh.
The glider launcher. Which that was really cool. It sends you up like 100 feet in the air and you can glide from that to anywhere pretty much.
So, oh, I forgot to mention new enemies.
So, I love this dev studio because they come up with such unique things, like the launcher that you make out of 4 turtle shells.
Yeah.
Just so cool.
You can actually have the turtle shell traps too, the single turtle shells that you can use to,
shoot
things around.
The launcher functions the same as that turtle shell trap. Mm-hmm. Like, you can use it as a trap if you wanted to. What's interesting is, like, this game has the same quirks as the last game, and which those main things are, like the cutscenes and all that stuff is kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not as polished as the rest of the game. They're really good at making gameplay, but they're not as good as making cinematics.
Yeah.
Even though it's really cool, and the world building is really cool, they just don't know how to do the cinematics really well.
I know. I saw the Ricky in that. We'll talk about it later in the spoiler section, but those like end cutscenes, a couple of the comments were like, guys, give them a break. They're like, they're not really good at like voiceover stuff.
Mm.
Not the voiceover actors, but like just the script. And
Sheriff Breaker.
Yeah, they hired, what's that guy's name?
I forgot. Sheriff Breaker.
No, isn't his last name like Conway or something?
I forgot.
I don't know. I gotta find his name because he's in a lot of games.
He's in Quantum Break. He's in Alan Wake 2. He's in
some TV shows, movies. Sean Ashmore. They got him to voice one of the characters. It's a very minor role. Like, only at the end of the game do you hear his voice acting.
Probably has, like, it's probably, like, his script was probably, like, one page.
Yeah.
Probably.
For the whole game.
Like, they could have honestly gotten his voice from, like, a cameo.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just read these lines and we'll throw him in there. I mean, he's a good voice actor and good actor. But the way they animate the characters, like, they don't even make the mouths move.
Really?
I think the mouths moved a little bit. It was not very minimal.
It's not, it's very much a gameplay game. It's not a...
Yeah.
The story is very interesting. And the lore is very interesting.
The story is really weird in this one.
Yeah, it is weird. Which I don't know if they've changed it. Have you guys seen something about that?
They added more to it.
They definitely changed it, which we can talk about.
Yeah. What about any new weapons or tools? We're trying to
think. The rifle.
That was actually very good. I like the rifle.
There's obviously the pickaxe. That's a tool, though.
Yeah, you can upgrade your weapons. But yeah, the pickaxe, too, which you can find the ore.
Yeah, the ore, which is also a new system.
That's not new to 1.0. That was in a few updates ago.
Yeah, but we're not going over the updates in between. Yeah, we're going up from the launch to this.
Yeah, but I want to mention it because some people have been keeping up with it, and some people are interested in what they added in the 1.0.
Oh,
for us, it's new.
Yeah, but there's a YouTuber named Farkit. He's probably like the biggest forest YouTuber. He covered the first game extensively and like knows the devs personally and stuff like that. He's been doing like update videos covering it, and he's on his third one and he's still making more.
Wow.
Like before he would just do one video per update and it would be like a 5-minute video. But now it's like there's so much stuff he has to do like half a dozen videos on it.
I mean, it's good for him.
Well, yeah, but it's also it shows how much content there is.
Yeah.
Because he covers, like, the nitty-gritty of everything. Like, little damage stats of weapons and, like, cannibal behaviors. He's the guy who figured out you can tame cannibals.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, he's been covering that. Now, the patch notes were huge.
Oh, they were.
Like, I read them.
I just scrolled through them. I didn't even read everything.
Yeah. They just added so much stuff in the 1.0 that they didn't even have in the previous update. So a lot of stuff like the artifact parts of that was in the game, but you couldn't make it until now. So no one knew what you did with it until the release.
I think these are new. I don't know if they're new to 1.0, but they added new enemy types.
They brought back some other ones too from the first game.
That's true. Well, I don't know if I want to describe them because for people who haven't played the game, it's kind of fun experiencing seeing those things for the first time.
The ones they brought back were in a previous update, but they changed how they act in this update.
Oh.
But there are at least two new ones.
There's one in particular.
There's three new ones that we've seen.
How about the Holy? Is that what you call it? Holy?
Holzy.
Holzy? Is that new?
That is new, yeah.
That one, I won't describe it, but it's that one. You know when you see it, you're like, you're screwed. It's actually terrifying.
At first, we had base destruction on, and we built a huge base. And then after like day 40 to 50, things just started destroying our base. Like we had defensive walls and traps, we had no chance.
It was constant.
Yeah.
And we played on hard just because it would be way too easy. And honestly, it was still pretty easy overall. But
it's been 5 hotfixes since the 1.0.
These devs are like some of the most proactive.
That's insane. Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, so we had to turn destruction off just because our house kept getting wrecked. You couldn't even go through the night without sleeping because things would break the fence and
it was insane.
Destroy part of the house.
It was actually insane.
So and it's weird because like you want to defend against things, but they make it literally impossible. The wall slows them down for 30 seconds before they break it or jump over it.
Well, I think the main thing is the days, because we had the dedicated server. And so I think I would get on and it would be like 10 or 15 days later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that's
should be tied to cave progression. Like if you go to a certain cave, you see a certain enemy type and then they'll start spawning.
Oh, I remember from the first game, I thought it was the amount of days that you spend, and the more,
and it still is in this game too. But I'm saying it should be tied to your progression, so that like as you get better weapons, harder things start spawning.
Mm-hmm.
Not the days just keep getting harder, even though you're just building and not exploring.
Yeah.
So they did add some. It said add creative mode, raccoons.
Yeah, raccoons are new.
Raccoons and squirrels.
The T-posing raccoons.
Oh, yeah.
It felt so bad. I killed one of them. And as I threw the arrow, he stood up and T-posed at me. and it killed him. And I felt so bad.
Zevi had a raccoon head. He's like, Chug, look at this. And he shoves the raccoon in my face. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I did that with a squirrel. Decapitate it and then have it as a trophy.
You can do that in the first game. You shake the decapitated head.
Yeah.
And there was two new mutants, though, lately.
Yeah, just the two.
Which, yeah. I don't know if the twin was...
The twins were in the very original.
Or really? It was early access? Okay.
So was Bacon.
Yeah, but we never saw Bacon.
Yeah, we did.
There were two different types of Bacon.
No, there's only one.
There was the one that is in multiple pieces and it comes together. That was from the first game.
That's the first game, and yeah, that had a different name. I didn't call that Bacon.
I called that Bacon.
No, I think we called it like sausages because it was little like sausage legs.
That thing was weird.
Yeah, all those mutants are weird. They're even weirder in this game.
Yeah. That is true. Well, the spotted ones.
Those are harder variants of the ones that were in the caves already.
You can get creepy armor from those ones.
Yeah.
You couldn't get creepy armor from the regular puffies or whatever they're called.
No.
Huh.
Only from the spotted ones.
Oh. Huh.
The game felt very fresh because they did change. They also changed locations up.
They changed how the progression works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like before, everything was just on the map.
Yeah. Yeah. Now there is that, but there's so much on the map. You don't know what to go for first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we already had known like the general progression. So like we probably beat it faster than most people would.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the complaints I've seen are like, you don't have to make a base. Well, what are you talking about? You're going to sleep outside?
What? No, you have to make a base.
Yeah. And something they add in this update is that if you try to sleep outside, then you can get interrupted by patrols, which happened almost every time.
Yeah.
Once we were like past day 20,
mm-hmm.
like it was impossible to sleep outside without getting attacked.
Yeah. It just felt very fresh. It was, I was very satisfied with that because I know we did beat it last year, but playing
beat
it again,
pretty quickly last year too. I think,
well, it took a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I had about 25 hours in it. Before this update, and now I have almost 50. So we beat it around the same time period,
which means they added a bunch because we could have just went to the same. They changed a lot, mm-hmm. so it's basically like a whole another playthrough. But you know,
there's a lot of stuff we missed. Honestly, like there's a whole aspect to the building they added that we didn't even know.
What
blueprint building? Like in the first game, you could put like super tight towers in the air immediately and then just like build it by throwing logs at it.
Huh.
We could have built a lot of our house or bridges and stuff by using the blueprints.
Huh.
We never made rope bridges or anything like that.
Yeah. So we could have made the zip line up to the mountain.
That would have taken a long time.
I started doing that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize it because I would have used this a lot before, but like, you know how I was building that bridge in the water? You can take these blueprints and place them like 100 foundations tall in the air, something crazy like that.
Wow.
And like you'll have to build it still, but you can place it on sides of mountains and don't have to worry about the uneven terrain. So you can build off of sides of mountains really easily.
Hmm.
Yeah. One of the blueprints was a foundation,
it was that, yeah.
Like a raised foundation.
And you can make it like pretty much as tall as you want.
Yeah.
And so that would avoid having to make scaffoldings.
Experiment with it,
yeah.
So we could do.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot that we even unlocked that. I never tried it out.
Yeah, when you beat the game, you get creative mode, which I didn't. I thought they had that in the game previously, but I was thinking of the first game.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was also something else they added. It was I forget the name of it, but like if you eat certain foods or drink, water,
comfort.
Oh yeah.
Well, there was a comfort
the bonuses.
System, but now there's a toxicity system or something where you can drink polluted water and you get poisoned.
But it's like any water. There's like no water that...
Which is good, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can drink any water as long as you boil it.
The cooking pot, too. There's so many different food recipes you can make.
Yeah. I think there was that recipe already, but there was no use for the cooking pot before because...
The ramen.
Yeah.
The ramen is amazing.
You can make something called chicken noodle soup where you throw ramen noodles in a human arm. That's the only way you can make chicken noodle soup.
And the best one, I've never made it, it was called Greg.
Yeah, it was basically just called Greg.
You had to throw in a head, two arms, and two legs, and you were able to make like this thing that basically maxed out your stats.
It was a whole human.
Yeah.
What?
A whole cannibal you just threw in.
Yeah. There's a lot of recipes I didn't try out too. Like there was one that gives you full everything. Full comfort, full health, stamina, food.
Wow. Hmm.
There's a lot of stuff. And honestly, like, if I don't know if we'll ever play it again as a group, but it would be fun to play on hard survival where you can't do the dupe thing that we were doing. Because if you save your character, your character is tied to your own PC. It's not saved on the server side. So you can, like, throw all your items on a shelf after you've saved. And then exit the game without saving and come back and you'll have everything and everything will be on the shelf.
I thought that was a server side thing, not a difficulty thing.
That in itself is a server. It's not server side. It's a gameplay thing. But the difficulty, things don't respawn. So you can pick up something once, but it'll never spawn there
but
again.
The thing is like, I liked not having to worry about the food and stuff that much. That makes sense.
Yeah, it depends.
I guess people like to play things differently. Like, I like the survival aspects of it, but I wouldn't want it to be any harder than it is now. Because the thing is about this game is the exploration. That's what I enjoy about it.
I enjoy the exploration, but also I like when it's harder to do it because, like, you have to make sure that you have you're stocked up on food before going out. You can't just, like, oh, I have no food. I'll figure it out later. I'll find a bunch of ramen noodles in a bunker and eat it.
I think it's good that they have that option for people.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. I think I'm glad that we played it through the difficulty that we had it at. But
yeah, like
it's nice to have that option if we
want
to.
If you want a true survival game, you can have it.
Yeah.
Especially if you play single player, it's going to be pretty difficult. And there's actually a custom game mode type now where you can change everything. Like you can change it to be normal difficulty. But things don't respawn.
Huh.
You can change the aggression level of enemies, the like how frequently patrols go by areas.
Wow.
You can change everything. And that's interesting because like if people don't like fighting as much, they can turn a lot of the enemy encounters off.
Yeah.
And they can enjoy
you
other
probably even turn mutants off and just have the cannibals.
I don't know about that because they are tied to some major gameplay things.
Oh. I mean, you go into creative mode, there's nothing.
Oh, really?
No, like you can turn enemies off in creative mode.
Oh, I haven't tried creative mode, so I don't know the settings. I'm assuming it's
the same thing as the first game. It's just the second game.
Mm. Yeah. But the blueprint thing was what people were most excited about in terms of building, just because of how easy it makes certain things.
Which they added the upgrade system.
What, for weapons?
With the ore.
That was cool.
Yeah, which, spoiler-ish, so.
We could get into spoilers now.
Well, don't put it up just yet. For those who haven't played the game, we're going to go into spoiler section. The 1.0 is amazing. I think it's everything that we could have ever wanted.
Mm-hmm. If you did play it last year when it first came out, or even if you are new to it, I mean, it's still worth playing.
Oh, yeah.
It's different.
It's way better now, honestly. Yeah. We always enjoyed it. I know some people had complaints. Probably the biggest one was that it's too empty. No way.
It's not. Yeah.
Anyone who's been hiking in the woods will know that that's how woods are.
Well, that's the other thing is that the woods, the forest feels like a forest. Like you could be running in areas of trees for like 5 minutes before you find something, which is how it should be.
Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff we didn't find and a lot of waypoints we didn't go to just because there were so many now.
Yeah.
Most are small things, but they're still interesting to find.
Mm-hmm. And they made it easier to find stuff too with the flare system where you'd find like the guy that's about to die holding a flare.
You'll have no issues with actual progression.
Yeah.
But then the other stuff is just side stuff that if you want to explore, you can do that. And there's a lot of extra lore and stuff like videos they've added.
Yeah.
I know those weren't specific to 1.0, but there's a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah. It's awesome. We can go into spoilers.
Yeah. Spoiler section.
For audio listeners,
give it a couple seconds here.
One thing that was really cool, this is an end game thing, is that when we beat the game, there was I don't think there was a boss, actually.
No, there wasn't. But there were just a lot of demons.
There are two bosses now. There's like this demon boss, which the spoiler thing went away, Ricky.
Oh, yeah, I put it away.
You can leave it.
Yeah. The demon boss, which was really cool. And then at the end of the game, there was an even larger boss, which was extremely cinematic.
I didn't realize that I knew there was going to be a boss at the end of the cave.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was going to be an end game awesome. Boss.
Mm-hmm. It was nighttime, so we started throwing flares around, and it was like so cinematic.
Yeah, I watched gameplay, and almost everyone that played it was during daytime. So we
kind of got. Yeah, it was cool during night.
It's whatever time of day you do it. I've seen one in the winter.
Yeah, winter.
Well, although it might have been daytime, it was daytime when we went into the bunker.
Yeah,
so it's going to turn nighttime, so it's just like it's random.
You know, took us a while. Both the demon boss and this boss aren't 1.0 specific. They were added before.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So there aren't any new bosses.
So it was the artifact thing that they added with this update.
They added like two extra pieces to complete it, so that's what
You couldn't complete the artifact before.
Which, my thing is, what if you didn't collect all the pieces? You would still have to find them.
You still have to go and get them, yeah.
I think probably any pieces you had in your inventory would still pop out, and then you could... Well, actually, I don't know.
It would probably just the ball. Actually, what if you didn't have any? Well, no,
in the video Ricky sent, there's one ending called Artifact Ending, and I'm guessing if you don't have the six pieces or whatever, it doesn't pop out of your bag.
Huh. Oh.
Only if you have one more piece to go does that whole cutscene thing happen at the end.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So that's the ending. We got the new one then.
Yeah,
technically. Okay.
And all of those cutscenes are new. So they did change the ending. I don't know if you remember, but originally you all go into the cube at the end, and Timmy gets cured. That was the original ending.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his whole mutant thing was gone. It, like, separated the converged, like, alternate reality part of him,
mm-hmm.
and he was a whole person again without the mutation.
He got that from when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the first game... Before the game released, there was an ending where he was like having a seizure on the floor or something. Yeah. And then it looked like he died. But then in the 1.0 release, there was an extra cutscene that teased the second game and then showed that his hand was all like bumpy and mutated. And then at the end of this game, there's a tease for yet another Forest game.
What? Really?
Did you watch
the I didn't watch the cutscenes.
Are you serious? They're making another one? Or there's
it was teased, but we can go ahead and watch all these cutscenes right now. Oh,
I don't know if we need to see
we don't need part. To watch that part.
Wait, so I'm curious. So it just
just walked through.
Went through Virginia.
Yeah, this person's gameplay was glitched. It's actually kind of funny. If you skip ahead, you see Virginia T posing when the door opens.
I think I saw that in the comments.
Yeah, it was really funny.
I don't know that.
That was pretty
cool. It's so cool. This lore is the Golden City stuff. Yeah,
that is so interesting.
Which, the cave that we were referring to before, the big cave, had a literal spaceship in it with spacesuit and the golden armor.
That was mind-blowing.
With lightning.
It was, it was such a out of the cool... Because that was the first thing we saw of the Golden City, technically.
Yeah.
I won't say it's as interesting as when we first found the lab from the first game, because we didn't expect the lab.
Yeah.
We expected something cool.
What?
That's awesome.
It was Sean Ashmore's voice as Timmy.
Sheriff Breaker.
But yeah, so before that enemy, that guy was still dead like that, but now he breaks out of the ground. That was released like a few months ago, I'm pretty sure.
It's just pretty cool how like he grows his arm out and like
so weird.
Yeah, no, it is weird. Who's screaming?
Timmy.
Wait, I didn't get to see that fully because it was so dark.
Yeah.
I love the ragdoll of Timmy. He just gets thrown.
The flares at night in the rain was so cool.
Oh, isn't this this is the guy?
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Asian guy. No, I didn't. It was too dark out.
That guy's voice is like he's very B movie villain.
Yeah. He kind of just like was killing
he's
people.
He's kind of random. Like I don't even know what his whole thing was.
Hey, he has a golden shotgun.
Which pretty sure he's a corporate lawyer worked for Puffton.
Hmm.
And you see emails talking about how he's like kind of like going insane.
Oh.
And one of the videos we found was him literally executing some of those cultists that they found.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to find the Golden City, right?
Yeah. Like, I guess
get down, son.
He knew that it wasn't going to grant eternal life or whatever they thought it would be. Yeah. And when everything like CIA. Went to chaos, he took advantage of it.
Mm. And so, yeah. this, we went and grabbed the artifact.
Yeah, so we didn't see the other endings. You guys haven't watched these yet?
I haven't seen them, but I didn't see the one that was teasing the next game.
It's the one immediately after this.
Get down, son.
Although this...
That old guy is the guy you play as in the first game.
So this is the helicopter thing where you go on the helicopter. It's actually pretty interesting.
It is cool.
Oh, I got Virginia? Devoured by a twin. What?
You know, those must be the cannibals getting mutated even more after that went off.
What, the baby just got shoved into the propellers?
Jay, the end of this video was really funny. You remember it?
In the car?
Yeah, right. Yeah. One shotgun bullet to that guy killed him. Maybe yeah, sure, too. Dude.
It keeps switching.
I'm curious though, like if they do make another forest, I don't know if I want it to be a survival game.
I don't know.
How else could it be though?
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind it. They just
maybe like a linear story.
They'd have to go.
People would not be happy about that. It needs to be
a forest,
better.
Yeah, you go for a forest game for the survival. They would just need to like, I don't know. The bar. Is
I don't know how they do that. Point. I feel like they should honestly just save it here and work on a new IP or something.
I don't know. I mean, they obviously care a lot about the IP though.
Well, they do. Yeah.
They may have had this plan for a while.
To be honest, with how this game came out, I trust them that they could outdo this game.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just going to be very difficult for them. Because, like, how can you outdo everything that's in this game? Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
So that was the first part of the ending. And then you see a couple other cutscenes after that.
Well, I mean, they finished this game in basically a year.
So it's called the normal.
So they could do a lot. Tell me. Like, if it's getting if worse. They, like...
This is the ending I'm talking about.
What I'm turning into. I need your help.
Look at his face when he turns around.
I've told you I can.
Who? Timmy.
Who's this doctor?
I don't know. I think he's an unintroduced character.
What's wrong with his face?
Oh, it's like
it's all mutated. And the doctor saw the solo fight, which he knew what it was.
And yeah. This is the Calvin ending. It's pretty.
So that's the tease.
That's the tease. Yeah. Okay. It's not anything major. But he's, for some reason, Timmy's still mutating.
Yeah. So, yeah, in early access, they made it to where he's healed. But now, like...
What? It's like the polka dot PJs? What is that?
He's building the cabin. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, he had brain damage.
He literally said brain damage ward.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, this ending is way better than the original forest.
He just did sign language.
Yeah.
What if they're teaching him sign language?
I think he knew silent.
He was doing thumbs up to you. Yeah, the thumbs up. He always does that. It's all
good. I wonder if he dies during he doesn't. This won't show. I wonder how you get these.
This is the normal ending. If you leave the helicopter.
Oh, these play at once?
I think these all play because they survived. Remember, we got that achievement that said you beat the game.
Wait, are they taking your third leg off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Have you seen this?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't watch any of these.
He's balling now.
Wasn't he just a soldier?
I think so.
Yeah, he has like a supercar over here.
Yeah.
A
rando soldier. Maybe he put out a book or something.
Maybe, like Eric did.
Yeah.
Probably, since this is modern, it would be like a YouTube channel or something.
Yeah. Look at this Akira he's in.
Pregnant.
Pregnant.
Wait, what?
She's pregnant.
Wait, I didn't see that.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
I didn't even notice that. Then there's a country
and
that's
kind of cool because like she was obsessed with music whenever she danced on the island.
No, but that's the other weird song,
the cereal song.
Yeah, this is the country version of it.
And Kelvin,
you adopt Kelvin.
What?
You know.
I mean, he had brain damage, so he needs someone to take care of him.
Yeah. That's probably what a lot of people wanted, to be honest, to end up with Virginia.
They were both soldiers, so maybe they were friends, you know, him and Calvin.
I'm sure they probably were. Yeah. But probably. They also survived together for a while, so
yeah. So we didn't see these because we had to watch these separately because we went back onto the island with the
imagine
artifact.
Imagine how messed actually be though after that.
Yeah,
that whole time yeah. in the island eating yeah. human flesh.
I mean, honestly, that's probably why the three of them stuck together.
Yeah,
because they were all probably a little bit messed up yeah, from that experience. Well, because
Virginia even she didn't talk. She couldn't talk.
She
doesn't talk.
Was probably mutated to the point where like
yeah,
you know, she didn't have a tongue or something. Which speaking of, which she could have a mutant baby if she was mutated. Like, did it change her DNA?
Yeah. Oh.
I actually really want them to make a third game.
Yeah.
There's something about the Forest. Now there's like a Forest Games, but when you like you're expecting the basically the highest quality survival game that you can think of.
Was the next one Daughter of the Forest?
I don't know. I mean,
Grandson of the Forest.
This game is so like it's gotten so much better than the original. I don't know if they'd be able to completely redo everything. I'm guessing they would just take what they have, make it better, and then add a lot of stuff to it.
That's the thing, is it's going to be very difficult.
I was going to say they could potentially just do less of a, like, they could do a like another survival game with less story to it.
But why would they do that?
I don't know. Story for a reason. And this, I know you might not be the huge, like, the biggest survival game fan, but a lot of people are.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't get away from their core audience, so it's absolutely going to be another survival game.
No, I'm not saying it's not going to be. I'm saying, like, if they did make another game, I mean, they could implement... Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to...
I don't know how they're going to top this, though, because think of, like, the... For instance, even just the cutting down the trees.
Mm.
Like, the way that looks and the log breaking and all that, like, I just...
Unless they can make it even look better than that.
The next game is going to be insane if they top it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they can really improve that much because it already looks so good. I think the next game might be even more story-focused.
Yeah.
Because they have the bones of the game. They can take that, create a new island with new stuff, but they may expand upon the whole other world.
Like, or if maybe you can go island. There.
Tropical would be really cool.
That would, yeah. Or like a, yeah, like the Amazon or something. Like, have like, I don't know.
Like, snakes, yeah, jungle,
snakes, jungle,
jaguars and all those things.
They definitely could do a lot. I just...
You could tame them and then ride them.
The snakes.
Go to this Pal World?
Ark?
Anacondas?
Oh, Farcry?
Primal?
Yeah.
There hasn't been any confirmed, right? Anything confirmed?
No, definitely not. And I don't think they would confirm
they're still,
anything.
I think they're still planning on adding updates to this one.
They are.
Yeah.
So...
What I like about this one compared to the first one is the trees. Like, when you cut them down, if you cut a small tree down, you get, like, one log. If you cut a really big tree down, you get six. In the first game, any tree you cut down, you immediately got four.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, they changed that. But
mm-hmm.
The only thing the video that we just watched didn't show is the actual artifact ending, like going and finding the last artifact.
I mean,
yeah, that wasn't a cutscene ending, but it was an extra cave. They added it only in 1.0. And you find the last piece. But as far as I know, they don't tell you what it does, which...
You have to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, at least one of the functions is you can coat pretty much any building thing with solifite.
We coated our entire base with the gold.
The reflections made the game lag so bad.
It was like it was the most hideous but awesome looking thing that I've ever seen.
The the devs said on Twitter, this isn't in relation to the next game, but hey everyone, thanks for those who have joined us in our early access journey into the Sons of the Forest. We have sold over 2 million copies in the first 24 hours of the release.
Of 1.0 or the original?
1.0.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy that so many people bought it on 1.0.
2 million in the first 24
hours. How much
is
the game?
30
bucks.
30 bucks?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So wait, how much is that? Is that
that's 60 million.
60 million.
60?
That's just after.
Well, I mean,
that's not counting
Steam takes about 10%.
No,
I think.
It's a big cut. It's like 30.
Is it 30?
Might be 20 to 30.
I mean, still like 40 something mil.
That's crazy.
From the game after the game release.
They have everything they need for another game.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how much the first game sold. I'm curious.
Probably a decent
couple million, probably, I would assume.
I'll have to look. Let's see.
That is so cool. Yeah, I really hope they make another game. And I think, I don't know, a trilogy would be nice. Close it out with the third game.
Yeah, that is true.
Wasn't the Forest $15 or was it 20?
It was 20.
You know what I would like to know is under the 1.0 release update or patch notes, it says you can now spoiler or create a spoiler with the combined artifact.
Undo the spoiler. Click on it.
No, you can't. It's just text.
Just written.
You can now blank or create blank. Well, it's probably...
You can probably find the spoiler notes somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, because it looks like the teleport. Original forest
actually
sold
it
over
was,
5 million.
I think one of those is teleport, because you can teleport with it.
The original forest sold over 5 million.
Wow.
And that is...
Imagine how exciting that is for the dev team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was $20.
Yeah.
Which that's 100 mil minus or plus the, or not counting the Steam take.
Which is actually crazy, actually.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I wonder how big their studio is now. But it's good that they still kept their roots and didn't just go super corporate about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. I hope they make another game.
Yeah.
I really do. Tropical would be cool,
but luckily we found that blueprint for the pad that you could teleport.
Oh
to.
Yeah, where did we even find that?
It was in some cave,
and I was like, "What is this?" And then we built it, and then after we get the artifact, we're like, "Let's go see what this does."
It didn't do anything or have an obvious use, so
it doesn't tell you, which sucks.
Yeah, I'm sure somewhere in the game they tell you though, because there are very detailed notes and emails and things you find.
Which I kept grabbing stuff and just. You would look at it for like 5 minutes.
Well, I was actually reading it, and to me, it would put it away before I finished reading it. And I was like, oh, I want to actually keep reading it.
Oh, I see.
So they really want you to read stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, in a way, we didn't rush it, but we didn't, like, experience everything.
Yeah, I had to watch a lore video.
I mean, we took our time, but we also beat it a week after, like, exactly a week after.
We could have beaten it faster, honestly.
We could beat it in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, but if you want to rush through the game, that's up to you, but you miss out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Some people want to, like, speed run it and then be done with it.
I mean, we should go back and, like, explore all those caves, get all those blueprints. There's still one more blueprint that the artifact uses, and
you're right.
It, like, deters all the mutants.
I don't even know what that looks like.
You have to keep it satisfied with the soul fight, though.
Yeah.
But that could be pretty good endgame if you just want to chill out.
Yeah.
And if we had the destruction on for our house, that would definitely help out.
There's also another thing that we don't have that causes Solophyte to spawn wherever you want.
Huh. Did you say the Solophyte maker or like grinder or something you were
talking about? I don't know, but after you beat the game, lightning starts appearing, at least on the mountains.
Yeah.
And Solophyte spawns up there.
Oh.
I'm assuming it's the same thing. It just like causes lightning to strike and Solophyte to appear or something.
Hmm.
But it's cool because they give options for any sort of player. If you want to make it like most hardcore, difficult survival game ever, you can do that. Or you could just play on normal and have a relaxed time with it.
Yeah.
We did play on hard, though.
We played on hard, yeah. But we had a lot of people.
Yeah.
The only thing that was hard was the endgame mutants that are just so tanky.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad they're hard to beat, but they're honestly, in some cases, harder than the final boss.
Yeah.
Like, the demon boss. Was honestly easy
because the katana was so OP.
Well, there were people shooting with shotguns, then people running up to him with the melee weapons, and it was very easy.
But I'm excited for the next one. Imagine they do something with like boats, like maybe a couple islands separated.
Oh yeah,
you have to use a boat to like get to that
island. Then there's
people were
in the water.
They were like, we want the houseboat. Even the first game had it, but that houseboat was honestly useless.
I love the houseboat, though.
It was fun to make, but it was pretty crap if you think about it.
It was terrible, but it was awesome.
You could put a fire on it, and that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing was that you could have it on the water. I mean, but now...
Yeah, but
the only water sections you could use on were the few ponds. Like, you can't even call them a lake. They're not that big. And the ocean.
And the rivers.
Yeah, but you couldn't sail a boat down those rivers.
But now you just
we did
until if
with the houseboat,
not in the Sons of the Forest.
Oh no, not the new one. Yeah,
I'm thinking of how they can surprise us though. Like imagine, I don't know. There's so many things that they could do. Like imagine, they do something fun with the whole golden planet. Like whoever lives there, maybe comes and attacks you or something, or like you get abducted or something. I don't know, something like crazy. Because like, how can you really top? Like, there were some points in this game when the first time I saw the Halsey, I was like, what is that thing?
Yeah. Well, you know Stranded Deep? I never played it, but I always liked the way it looked. If they make a game where you have boats, you can sail to different islands, like Chug said.
That would be crazy.
That would be really cool.
Oh, that was like, what Caleb said.
Oh, wait, Caleb said.
But yeah.
Like, there are sharks and more water creatures, maybe water mutants you have to deal with.
Ooh. Mm.
That's that really would be cool. That would be the only way they could top it. And then also have a huge island to go around and explore.
They have time. Like, I bet they get together frequently and just throw ideas out there.
They probably have most of the team working on something new and then, like, a bunch of people working on updates for Sons of the Forest.
I do hope they make another one because I'm looking for a closing to the story, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not the most deep story in the world. At least the cutscenes aren't the most deep, but the actual lore itself is just so interesting.
It is.
And I don't know. A lot of people, I don't know about a lot, but at least some people are complaining, like, oh, it's not as dark as the first game. It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not, like, sacrificing another child to save your son, but there's a lot of other stuff that happens.
Like, have those people watched the cam footage of them just annihilating the cultists, and the cultists just slitting their own throats and stabbing themselves? I don't know.
I mean, there's skeletons everywhere in the caves.
Yeah.
And some of them are hung by their feet, meaning they didn't hang themselves. Someone did that.
Some of the bodies that you find, like that one with the head with like the 40, 50 fingers sticking out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
I guess the first game, the darkness came from the decision you made of, like, it's either Timmy or the girl, right? Because you could put her in the, you could put Timmy in the thing. Kill the girl so Timmy lives?
No, you try to put the girl in, but she's already dead.
Oh.
And so he needs a live child to put in there.
Oh.
So that's why he shoots the plane down.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. That was a pretty big thing.
That was crazy.
I mean, we already saw the whole city thing in the original, but if we had seen that now, it would have been even bigger for us. Because
it was the city thing in the original?
Not the first game. I mean, the original release.
Oh, yeah.
Forest.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you shot down another plane so that you could
the red guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
it wasn't as shocking, for sure.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I don't think they could do that, though.
No.
It's just the first game thing.
They didn't try to replicate that.
No.
They did a different thing because they knew they weren't going to beat that.
No, but yeah. I have confidence in them. If they were to make another game, they could definitely...
Yeah,
probably.
And they improved a lot of stuff over time, and they have a lot of feedback. So
yeah,
if they continue to improve this engine, make it more efficient, they could reuse it in a lot of places because they have a good building system and a lot of other mechanics. So they can apply that wherever they want, pretty much.
They're going to make a forest battle royale with dances and skins.
No, a forest extraction shooter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because that's the big thing right now.
Mm. I have a couple questions for you guys. So you know how... the only actual human is that guy with, like, the, like, metallic sweatshirt.
The Asian dude?
Yeah, the Asian dude.
Yeah.
Do you think he went into that cube originally and that's how everyone else got mutated?
But no.
They were trying to find the cube, I thought.
The end line he says is, what's in the cube? What did you see in the cube?
Oh,
he was trying to find it.
Yeah.
And because we got the armor and opened the door, so we were technically the first people to go in there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure when you use the cube, people get mutated. Because I think he got mutated because he wasn't in the cube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, and those that are closer, although actually, there's a note we found right before the cube.
I was just going to say that.
It said something about the people that are the most evil have the worst mutations.
Oh, so his was.
He was
horrific.
The worst evil. That's why he became that huge boss at the end.
Which explains why Timmy wasn't completely mutated.
Mm.
Like the kids, that probably didn't happen to them.
Yeah.
I know, like, they had in the first game, the place that they experimented on kids with. There was like the giant containment center just full of flesh and whatever.
Yeah.
I remember that when we like went down, it was the first time we actually saw something other than like woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also that wasn't related to the cube. Those are different artifacts from presumably the same civilization. So I'm guessing the whole mutation thing on this island at least comes from like people that are evil.
Or do you think that the island from the first game came from the island that we played on in this game? Because there's not as many things happening there. There's a ton of stuff here.
What do you mean?
Like the cube here, the artifact from the first game came from the
same civilization.
The island. Well, yeah, same civilization, but everything came from this island.
Well, because like Timmy's dad from the first game.
There's a lot of
book,
facilities.
Right? Or Timmy wrote the book.
Dad wrote the book.
What
yeah.
if the Puftons were looking for that cube again? They found this island.
The Puftons were rivals of the company from the first game. The Puftons, he gave like 700. That's where he got the money. Virginia got $700 billion.
Oh, that's
right. Oh, that's why he has the fancy car.
Oh, of course he made
it. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, dude. Man.
Wow. Main character's a jerk.
So, like, you're basically a billionaire now. That's how you have all that money.
Wow.
But yeah, he was a rival of the pharmaceutical company from the first game. Mm. And they had their own set of stuff on that island, and he had this island.
Oh, at the same time?
No, that company still existed, but the first game took place like at least 20 years before, at least 80s. Because Eric is old. He's the guy who plays at the first game. Timmy is older, obviously. So it's like 20 years later.
I don't know. I really thought that they were going to, like you said, it was just a rumor, but like have more NPCs besides just Virginia.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what they do at that point, because then they have to change the ending, like, unless they die or something. But
the only real NPC that they added was Timmy. And that's what I saw in the patch notes. Or
Timmy was in the game previously, though.
Yeah, but it said they added him to like the ending or something like that.
He was in the ending.
He wasn't at the cube, though, originally.
Timmy?
Yeah,
he was.
In the on release, he was in the cube. That's where you first... No, not when you first saw him, but he was in the cube. He didn't follow you through the cave.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think they could add any other NPCs just because one is probably enough. At least one that helps you build, just Kelvin. That's good if you play single player and you have a companion with you and then someone that helps you fight. Yeah. I don't know what else you need.
It would turn into literally like a rated M...
Power World?
Not Power World, like a rated M, the game of the villagers.
Virtual villagers?
No.
You're talking about
Nintendo.
Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing.
Oh.
What? Yeah.
Remember Virtual Villagers? I used to love those
games. That game was so old.
You have a little village and you make them all work.
Make them worship the idols. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably a good place to stop there.
Amazing game.
Definitely recommend it. And if you played even just past updates, it's still worth playing through again.
Mm-hmm.
If you never played it, go play the first game and then experience the whole thing from the start.
Yeah.
We kind of spoiled the first game for you in this spoiler section, but
it'll be nothing. You'll probably honestly forget about that until you get to it, and then it'll still be mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all right, that's going to be it for today. Thank you for watching Cubeldcast. We'll see you in the next episode.